Proverbs chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Good men have always walked the same path. What was right yesterday is right today, and what was true last year is true today. The wisdom of God will lead us directly into that which is good, right, and true. In the preceding verses, we saw how godly wisdom would protect and preserve us from evil. In these passages, we are reminded of the positive effect of wisdom upon the soul. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." It was the desire of the author of the book of Hebrews that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It is important to note that the instruction here is not only to walk in the right path, but to keep to the paths of righteousness. So often in the growth of a soul, there's an interlude with sin or a lapse into the old ways. Thousands of people give testimony to the fact that after they received Christ, they drifted back to the old ways for a while. I have heard this repeated time and time again, and there seems to be a pattern that we can discern. There is the first flush of excitement at the time of conversion. After a period of time, this begins to fade, and the allurements of the old life grow stronger and stronger. Now, why does this happen? All too often, the person does not have some older Christians around who can set the example. He has no one to whom he can look, who has taken a personal interest in his spiritual welfare. We must not forget that the devil has a very effective follow-up program for young Christians. If he loses them from the kingdom of darkness, he tries to nullify their effectiveness in the kingdom of God. He causes the influence of bad men to be brought to bear. The thing that is needed is a few good men to show the way along the path of life. In the testimonies that I have heard, that was the thing that the Lord used to lead the person back to the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. If that is true, think how much better it would be to provide the influence of a godly life right from the time the person responds to the call of the gospel and is born again into the family of God. As a new babe in Christ, he certainly deserves and has desperate need for someone to show him the way and care for his soul. He needs to be guided in the ways of good men. Thus shall he remain in the land and not wander into the byways of sin and destruction. The psalmist said, "The righteousness shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." All of this makes it abundantly clear that we must be diligent to fill our minds with the heavenly wisdom of God and be diligent to cultivate a taste for His ways, His will, and His word.